Hello, Arrow family. This is Tara from Arrow's Angle Podcast and Arrow Birth. Thanks so much for listening today. We are doing a fun little podcast this evening with our own little Arrow in-house team. So today it's going to be Tara and KK talking to you about a very fun topic, sex during pregnancy, which will be really fun. So everybody get ready for this one. So
yeah.
So like I said, this is Tara and KK's on the phone with us on the podcast.
I'm here.
You're here. Yay.
I have a lot to say about this topic.
I know. And I heard you've been polling people on our social media channel.
I have been polling people today. Like before I get into those results, which I'm half disappointed with, let me just say, I mean, I am a very sexual person. I like sex. I'll talk about sex. You know, I try to have it as much as I possibly can, but sex while pregnant is probably the most disgusting thing ever to me. I'd rather I don't even like the I can't even put into words like the amount of disgusting things I'd rather do over have sex while pregnant.
And so do you think and I know that just knowing you, but like
yeah.
Do you think that you are in the minority or the majority there?
Well, I really wondered that because throughout my pregnancy, I think most people asked me, oh, are you having so much sex? Is it so great? So I felt like I was very much in the minority. And at that time, too, when I was pregnant, I was super anxious and depressed. So I was very self-conscious. So I wasn't very honest with people. And you know how I am. I'm a straight shooter.
Yeah.
I will talk to anybody about it now and how repulsive I found sex while pregnant. But at the time, I was like, oh, shit, something's wrong with me.
Right.
I mean, ooh.
So do you think it was, like, were you ill? I mean, I know these answers, but tell everyone that's listening. So were you ill, like nauseous? Were you just not sleeping? I mean, you mentioned that you had the postpartum, you know, like you were not postpartum, sorry, but you were depressed and anxious during your pregnancy. But do you think that that had something to do with it? Or were you just, like, literally physically repulsed? what was it?
You know how people have food aversions when they're pregnant?
Yes.
I really didn't have a food aversion. I literally had a sex aversion. Like, Andy would look at me and be like, do you want pancakes or eggs for breakfast? And I'd be like, don't even think about it. That's disgusting. And he'd be like, what? And be like, you're not having sex with me later. Like, I literally
you are
all
sleeping
the time
in the guest room, have sex. Buddy.
Yeah. Like, he would go to grab my hand to hold it or something, you know, when we were walking through town. And I'd be like, you better back off. That's disgusting. Because to me, everything led to sex, and that's the only reason he was doing anything,
right?
You know,
right.
I mean, this poor guy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was a long 9 or so months for Andy, huh?
Right.
Poor
and
Angelina.
this is another thing that I can share, that throughout my pregnancy I was always so ashamed of sharing, but we had sex 2 times. So this poor guy, twice we had sex. And the second time we had sex, in the middle of it, I asked, do you think the baby can feel this or knows what's going on? And let me tell you, there is not a better mood killer than that.
No,
because
not really.
He was done. He was like, are you serious right now?
Like, really, Caitlin? Not right now. Seriously?
I know. I can't help it. So
I have to ask, did you continue after that, or was that the end of that session?
I think that was the end of that. I honestly can't remember because the 2 times I did have sex, I just kind of shut my eyes and was like, just got it over with. And let me be clear. It's not because like I didn't, you know, love my husband at the time or whatever. Obviously we got ourselves pregnant for a reason. You know, we got ourselves into that situation the same way,
mm-hmm.
But I really honestly like, don't touch me. Don't look at me. No, mm-hmm. Get away from me. Absolutely not. Could not handle it. And I went to one of my appointments with a midwife who I love, who we all love.
We all love. Wendy. Yeah, we saw her recently.
Wendy Dotson.
Go, Wendy. Woo-woo. I love this story.
So I went to one of my appointments with her, and she asked me about my sex life. I was like, yeah, about that. That's not happening. And so she was concerned for Andy as my partner, mm-hmm. and asked me, or told me, she said, well, you know, there are other things that you can do aside from have sex. And I have never wanted to slap somebody in the face so bad in my entire life, because are you going to come over and give my husband a hand job or a blow job? Because I'm not doing it. Like, I don't want any part of any kind of sex.
And now that you've said it and you're the medical professional in front of him, when we go home, he can fully expect that that's what's going to happen. But I still don't want to do that.
He's like sitting in the corner, like, and smiling and nodding. I was so disgusted. But you know what? I love Wendy. And this is a true testament to the difference in the midwifery care model than, you know, most other care models, is that it's not just about the baby. It's about the mom. It's about the partner. It's making sure that all aspects and components of your relationship are covered, you know? So
it's,
she,
it's like a holistic view. Yeah. It was a holistic view of how you were as a woman and as a pregnant woman and as part of a couple. And we actually, full disclosure, we told Wendy this story recently when we saw her or Caitlin did rather, and we all had a good laugh and chuckle. And I think Wendy was really receptive and happy to hear the story too, because she was doing her job of like, okay, like, what's going on in your relationship? What's going on in your sex life?
Exactly.
Like, let's look at the whole picture.
And the logical part of my brain really appreciated that, because everything about the midwifery care model is amazing and it touches on everything. But the other side of me, I left there and I went to a dinner with girlfriends, and I was like, pretty much like, this lady had the freaking nerve to tell me that I need to give my husband a blowjob.
Right.
Like, ugh. I mean, now, so here's the thing. It's like, my husband and I are separated. So maybe Wendy was like onto something.
Maybe it was, she was picking up on something. And this was not that long ago. This was, Sawyer will be what, six? So this was,
he'll be six next month.
Six plus years ago. Yeah.
Everybody that knows me that I haven't formally told that I'm separated is, you can come back and start listening again. Just text me later and I'll tell you about it. I just make that statement. People are probably dying right now.
They're like, what? They're not, they're not together?
It's all good. Text me. Anyway. Talking about these, I did a poll on Instagram today and a poll on Facebook to see where people stood, because I was genuinely interested to see if I was still in the minority.
And I really love that these results were so different. So go ahead. Yeah. Tell them what they were.
So Facebook as of right now, and you know, there's still, you know, it's a 24-hour poll, so we still have a lot of time, but Facebook as it stands right now is at 100% could not get enough sex while pregnant. And so all of you people, you disgust me. I'm just kidding. You're probably in a way healthier spot than me, or than I was. Instagram, interestingly enough, majority right now lies with don't touch me or whatever.
So what were your two? I haven't looked at Instagram today. What were your two options? Like, because I can see you writing it. So you wrote like, ew, like EW was like one of them. What, like that they could choose? Okay.
And what was the other one? Let me look. I'm pulling it up right now. So it's couldn't get enough. And then ew, sick, no way. So.
Okay. And more people were ew, sick, no way.
Yes. On Instagram, it's over half are ew, sick, no way. So.
Okay.
I mean, but, you know, there are people out there. I have a very good friend. She has six kids. She
is amazing and crazy all at once. And I say crazy with love because she has six kids. But
yes. Also, and so amazing. She loves pregnant sex. And that's probably
clearly
she had so many kids so that she could have lots of pregnant sex. I mean, I think maybe that's why. I don't know.
Well, I have a story on that. In that regard, and I as you know, I feel differently than you do. I actually really, I'm actually a little bit of a hybrid. Okay, so let me back up. So first trimester, I almost feel like it's just like doesn't even count. I mean, when I'm first trimester, I am like survival mode. Like most of us are just like, where is the couch? Where is my bed? Like I always, I have all my babies and our three out of my four babies were born in late summer. So I'm like pretty brand new in like the dead of winter. And also if anyone knows me, they know that I freaking hate winter and anything cold. So like it's kind of worked out well for me in that regard where it's like, okay, I'm home from work or like Mark's home. And you know, after I stopped like working outside the house and I had the older kids, I would like, Mark would get home and it was like, all right, sweet, I'm checked out. And like first trimester, I am like in bed. Like, so no sex during first trimester at all for me.
Yeah.
I really remember at all. But
that you were awake for.
That I was awake for that Mark, man, like consensual. No, I'm kidding. But like, yeah, no, nothing for me. But after that, it's like hormone city, man. And it's like so great. And it like gets progressively better for me from like the beginning of the second trimester or like whenever I start feeling better from that like first trimester awfulness until like literally it sounds kind of cheesy, but it's like the closer to the birth, the better it is. It's almost like the climax of the birth coming. It's like the sex is like that much better.
So I had two other friends today DM on the poll and say that.
Yeah.
Katie.
Okay, so I'm not
and Brianne. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm putting you guys out right now, you sex fiends.
It's so awesome. So my and I think I shared this story with you recently when we were talking about this was so I have four babies and they're not babies anymore, but they're of course they'll always be my babies. But my four kids. So my youngest is 4 and a half and his birth was like kind of he was first of all a stinker and he was born at 42 weeks. And so we were having a lot of sex at the end to try to get him to come out. Well, that was one of the ways we were, you know, trying to encourage him to come along.
Yeah.
But even in labor, we had like a kind of a long early-ish labor. And my amazing midwife and one of our Aero advisors, Mary Lee Pinkleton, like came over and I was like, and I had been working, I was working with her at the time as a birth assistant. And she's like, I'm just going to check you out. And I'm like, Mary Lee, I'm fine. Like my sister and my mom have the older kids. Like, we're fine. I don't need you yet. And she's like, And so she came over and she checked me out and she did her super wise, amazing Mary Lee midwife thing and just looked at me and said, you two need to go take a nap together. And kind of with like a twinkle in her eye.
Oh God.
And so we went upstairs and we quote unquote took a nap. And obviously.
Ew, you did?
Yes. Girl? And we were like in labor. I'm telling you. Caitlin, it was so amazing. And literally afterwards, I'm like crying and it like kickstarted me into active labor. I don't know that I've ever actually really told that story that clearly, but yeah, like it was like early-ish. And then like that is what made it go. And like the flood of emotions came. I'm like texting Melanie and Mary. I'm like, I love you. Thank you for supporting me. I think it's actually happening now. And like, light the candles, ladies. And you know, all that stuff. And then you know, next thing I know, it's like, I mean, he was born at, I don't, gosh, he was born at 8:17, I think. And this was probably late afternoon. So
gross. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, totally gross. So anyway,
I'm not saying gross.
But it also, I was like sad during that time because we knew that that was our last baby. He was a surprise baby to begin with. And I just, you know, I knew that this was my last pregnancy. And so I was like, so sad that that was going to be my last pregnancy sex.
Oh yeah.
You know? And yeah, obviously I haven't been pregnant.
That's like, I've heard people comment on the last of the pregnancy sex too. And they're sad about it. Again, can't relate. No idea. Absolutely disgusting. But also like, I guess that's not a myth because I've heard so many people say that sex can jumpstart labor. So, or like nipple stimulation, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And like usually, and we tell, like I would tell clients and make sure that there's, you know, semen involved because that has the prostaglandins in it, which, you know, when applied to the cervix, it will help soften the cervix and all that kind of stuff. Because an orgasm is such a release of hormones and oxytocin, right? I mean, that's like the biggest rush of hormones and oxytocin because it's such a powerful, you know, feeling and emotion that kind of takes over you. So absolutely. I mean, I've always told my clients to do it and it totally worked for me, but just like, you know, in my own story, I was like still thinking, Mary Lee, I'm not ready yet. And of course she knew exactly what I needed.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yes, she did.
And then all of a sudden the birth assistant shows up. I never called the birth assistant. She knew what was going to happen after she sent us upstairs. So
that is too good.
Yeah, it was good. And then we had our little blue boy. So, but yeah, I mean, I think that there's really a mix. I think that you and I represent, you know, it's usually
opposite.
Yeah, but it's also like we are like kind of extreme differences. It's not usually like that's okay. It's usually like hell freaking no.
Yeah.
Or like, I mean, I love it.
It's always white or black with me. There's like no gray area with me. And I, for whatever reason, I just turned super asexual when I was pregnant. I'm not sure why, but I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure that I'll ever have any more kids, but so I'm not sure I'll ever get to experience pregnancy sex, because that's another thing. Can it vary from pregnancy to pregnancy? Or do you just think that if you like it while you're pregnant, you do. And if you don't, you don't.
I'm sure it can vary. I mean, just like for me, it varied like, you know, trimester to trimester, but every pregnancy is so different. Yeah. I'm sure it can.
I don't even think I felt horny. So we had another follower who's actually a former client of yours, who's royalty obsessed. I don't want to put her name out there in case she doesn't want to be put out there, but you know who I'm talking about.
Absolutely,
and she said that she felt horny a lot, but she didn't want to have sex. So her and her husband would jump in the shower and they would like dry hump, she said. And then she would give him a hand job or a blow job or whatever to help him out. And I was like, you are a far better woman than me, because I didn't do anything. I was about to hire my midwife to come over and do something for me. Do you make house calls? Can you come over and give my husband
a hand
job?
Hey, you know, on that list of resources, do you have on there like who comes and does the hand jobs and like the blowjobs for the husband?
That's what we need.
I'm not doing it. And she'd be like, yes, ma'am, it's called a hooker.
Yes, a prostitute. Basically, the only time like I probably would have been okay with my husband stepping out. Honestly, though, like I don't even care. Leave. Go find someone else to do it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Awesome. I would have called that number if there was a number on that resource
list. If the resource list.
I'm not joking.
Wendy's resource list included. It was like in alphabetical order. And it's like, you know, doulas. And it's like prostitutes. Like, what?
It's for all you asexual moms that can't find it in your heart, in your cold heart, to help your husband out. Whatever. He's fine. He has a hand.
He does. So Mark and I, we were pregnant with the twins, which feels like forever ago because they're coming up on 10 years old. But
I know. I can't believe that.
So I don't know that I've told anybody this either. Now I'm telling everybody. But so my dad died when I was 7 months pregnant with the twins, which is obviously horrible. Mm-hmm. And that's not where the story is going. But because of that, we moved into this apartment that was attached to my mom's house to like support my mom and, you know, the rest of my family, because it was unexpected. So we moved in there, and I was like pretty hippy dippy back then. And we did not have TV at our house. Okay. So when we moved into my mom had like the whole shebang, like HBO, like, you know, the whole freaking package. Yeah. Right. So like Mark and I discovered like late night. Also, by the way, like after my dad passed away, like it was summertime. And so I was off work from teaching. And then Mark got laid off like 2 weeks later or something. So we just had a lot of free time on our hands.
Yeah.
And
well, as much as you can with two newborns.
No.
Right?
This is why you're pregnant.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So we had a lot of time on our hands. It was that summer of 2009 where like, I feel like nobody was working, because it was like everybody was getting laid off left and right. But anyway, so my mom has the whole shebang HBO. So we discovered like late night, like while eating grilled cheese every night, the Bunny Ranch show. Do you remember the Bunny Ranch show?
Oh my God. Yes. I've seen it. Because again, I'm not asexual all the time. Like I'm actually a very sexual person. I have definitely seen that and enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah. So we enjoyed it thoroughly. And we also like came from like no TV, like, you know, like I would make him. Yeah. We just, that was not in our world back then. And so we like got really into that show. And so we had some really awesome sex like that summer before I got put on like bed rest and like, you know, got really swollen and ultimately had the twins early. But So we all, that's like one of our inside jokes, which is totally not inside anymore. Cause now I just, yeah, the podcast, but it's just like the Bunny Ranch show. Cause that show's hilarious, by the way. It's like, it's pretty freaking entertaining besides the like sexy stuff in it. It's like just kind of, it's an entertaining show for sure.
Okay. But that's also entertaining. The sexy stuff in it.
Totally. They both are. Yeah. They totally both are.
Do you see how much cooler you are than me? You're like watching porn with your husband while you're 7 months pregnant, eating grilled cheese. And mine asks me if I want a grilled cheese, and I'm like, shut
up. Get off me.
You're not getting anything. I'm horrible.
But again, if it was that first trimester, I would have been like, get away from me. Don't talk to me. Yeah. Like, I'm going to sleep. And like, I basically hibernate. It's like, I'm a bear. I like, well, I'll like wake me up in the second trimester and give me pieces of toast until we get there. It's terrible. It's so awful. Oh my
God. But I mean that, yeah, the first trimester is rough. So it's rough. I mean, I get it.
You said you had like, one of your friends had like a funny sex story. Or someone that really liked it.
I mean, someone I have a lot of friends that
went to Herndon with, I'm thinking of, that has four kids.
Who was this, somebody we were talking about earlier?
Brianne.
Oh no, she was just saying that she loved it with all four of her pregnancies, mm-hmm. and the bigger she got, the better it got.
Oh, right. And okay.
Yeah, so I told her that, you know, she was a disgusting human and to never text me again. I blocked her. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I love you, Brianne, so much.
Sorry, Brianne. I tried not to call you out.
I don't know. It's just such a foreign thing to me because those 9 months of my life, well, you know what? Even beyond, because...
No, Caitlin, weren't you pregnant for like 100 months? I feel like
pregnant. I really was pregnant for 100 months. And and my 99th month, I got the stomach virus. Remember that? God. That was amazing.
I was so awful. I'm so sorry.
Ugh. Anyway, but I mean, even after you give birth, and there's this whole other set of don't come near me because you're touched out. Mm-hmm. You've got a baby hanging off your tit all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And,
you know, you just kind of like, once you get to the all clear from the doctor, you kind of just, well, for me, maybe this is sharing too much again. You just kind of roll over and
whatever, honey, whatever.
Be quick about it.
Yes. Just hurry it up. Exactly. Yes.
And you don't feel sexy, like leaky boobs, you know, bleeding vagina, night sweats.
It's not a sexy time.
A diaper.
Ugh.
It's awful.
Yeah. No, it's not. And then your husband looks at you with that look, or your partner, and you're just like,
yeah.
Ugh. Like, no.
I mean, I was showering with, you know, wipes for a long time, like mm-hmm. Pampers wipes. Mm-hmm.
I love the Pampers sensitive ones for moms. Mm-hmm. People, I always give gifts and people think them for the babies. I'm like, no. This is for mom's vagina and only mom's vagina, Pampers.
Or your armpits when you're running out the door and you realize you haven't taken a shower in 4 days.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that.
Oh, maybe I should not go into public right now.
Do you think maybe, I mean, this is really getting my creative juices flowing, though. I'm really thinking maybe for my side hustle, I will open that resource center for women who are like me, who turned asexual during pregnancy and need to make sure their husband's being taken care of, or their partner,
and
whoever.
And look, you've already done a lot of the like business plan, like research data on Instagram and Facebook. So there you go. You can take it to investors. You're good. You're good.
I'm halfway there.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like with clients, I feel like it's been all over the place. Where some people are totally into it and some people are like, ew. And then there's obviously like the people that like aren't as like forthcoming like you and I are and just don't want to talk about it, you know, which is totally fair too. But I think that there's definitely a mix of people. And I think maybe you and I are probably just more on the extremes of like the end of those.
Well, you know, I remember logging into a new mom's community. Maybe it was just a Birth Without Fear post, and it asked the question about sex, and everybody on there to me said that they couldn't get enough of it. They wanted it all the time, and even in postpartum. And I was like, wow. I mean, and you know what? I do have to factor in my anxiety and depression could have played a huge part on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like as soon as I got pregnant, that like asexual switch went off. Mm-hmm. And the anxiety and depression, it took a few weeks for that to kick in. So
yeah,
I don't know. Well, maybe it like, caused the anxiety and depression.
How was it? I mean, obviously, so you're saying it was like a switch right when you became pregnant. So it wasn't a problem when you were trying to get pregnant, obviously.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, do we want to have a full on like therapy session about my sex life though before I got pregnant? Because we could really blow some minds then.
Maybe that's on another podcast. Can we do that on the
Let's
next one?
Save that. Let's save that for another day.
Let's save that one.
Poor Andy, who's, we are separated, but he's such a great guy. You know, we're still really great friends, and he would probably die because he's extremely private.
He's so awesome. And Alina,
he is one of the best people in the world, and he put up with me and still puts up with me. And, you know, didn't even get any kind of
compensation. He put up with you because he put up with you because Wendy slipped him the resource list.
Which is fine. And you know what? If you did, great. Good for you. Good for you.
I'm kidding. But I'm anyway, kidding.
He's going to die when he listens to this.
Yeah. Do you think he will?
Yeah, he's super into all the podcasts and stuff. And he thinks it's so cool that, you know, we're doing this. So, awesome.
Yeah. All right. So
maybe not ever after that, but after this one.
After, he's definitely not talking to you after that. No, for sure. For sure.
Anyway.
All right. So we want, how much time? Let's tell people like that podcast is going to, we're going to post this very, very soon. So they have a little bit more time to answer your polls, whether or not. So you know whether or not you can start your side hustle business on.
I'm doing it anyway. And you know what else we're going to do is like, I'm also going to live stream like the Bunny Ranch, I guess, since that was.
You said live stream and took a pause, and I was like, where is she going to go with that live stream?
I just snorted. What? I laughed so hard. Yeah. I mean, I have all these ideas floating around in my head. Like, if you are feeling asexual, but you want to be the one that helps your husband because you don't want to outsource, then I'll come with porn and toys, and we'll figure out a way to get you turned on. But if you are just, I can't do this, I will bring resources in terms of my hand or someone else's. I'm going to dream up business names tonight.
There you go. Yeah. Send in your business name ideas. All right. So I want people to tell us whether like these are topics we should be talking about. Right. So just going back to like Wendy, who we really love and adore, by the way, everybody.
Oh, love, love, love.
Big, big, big fan. She was treating Caitlin holistically because that's what you should do, right? So
yes,
like that's why we have this podcast topic today. We want to be talking about sex during pregnancy. We even should probably just do a whole podcast next time, Caitlin, on sex during postpartum. We touched on it, but there's a lot there as well, you know, and even moving into beyond postpartum and, you know, life with young children and that kind of stuff. So.
And being as dry as the Sahara Desert.
Yes, all that fun stuff. We could even get like a sex therapist to come on that works with people and that
would be awesome.
Totally. Yeah. But send us in stuff, you know, like whatever you feel comfortable sharing, whether or not you enjoyed sex during pregnancy or you were more like Caitlin and you were like, ooh, get away from me, or appalled, or, you know, any shades of gray in between. So
yes, we want it all the variations of normal, because it's a huge spectrum. It is. And people don't say things because they feel ashamed or they feel like the majority, you know, is right. And that's not always the case at all.
Mm-mm.
It's rarely the case, in fact. So, I mean, everybody's experience is different, and it's cool to hear.
And whatever your truth is real, right? I mean,
like, yeah, exactly.
And that's cool and valid. And that's what we aim to talk about. Then that's what we've always aimed to talk about, like in our, you know, Caitlin and I and Mary have, and with some other wonderful freaking rad ladies, have run a birth circle for a really long time. And that's the space that we've always wanted to create, of just like, whatever is your truth and whatever is real for you, like what, and whatever you're comfortable sharing, like speak it, you know, and we will support it no matter what. And like unequivocally always support it and just kind of, you know, be together in community like that. So we want to continue that with these podcasts and anything on Arrowbirth, any of our, you know, anywhere you see us around, the Internet of Things. Is the Internet of Things, are we included on that, or that's a separate thing, right? We're on that, right?
I, I think I'm pretty sure we're on that.
I think I Googled that a while because I started seeing that like popping around the Internet of Things. And I was like, I kind of like that little phrase. But you guys get what I'm saying. Like anywhere you see us on social channels and we're talking, like, you know, whether we're talking about sex during pregnancy or just anything, you know, breastfeeding or, you know, giving birth. Like we always just want people to feel supported and speak their truth.
Chime in. Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. Cool. All right. Caitlin, thanks for making me laugh and I'm sure making everybody else laugh. And also send us your podcast ideas because we want to do lots more of these. And
we're totally open to doing them with listeners too. So if you have a cool idea and the idea involves your story, whether it's your birth story or beyond, we're totally open to listening to that as well. So
absolutely. But just reach out to us. Okay.
Cool.
Okay, I'm going to end this.
Are you going to go have sex with your husband now?
What's that?
Are you going to go have sex with your husband now?
No, because I'm not pregnant. Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.